violence mars 4th of July celebrations. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A mass shooting north of Chicago leaves 6 dead and 30 injured at a parade yesterday. And in Philadelphia, 2 police officers are shot during celebrations last night.
This is a gun country. It's crazy. We're the most armed country in the world history, and we're one of the least safest.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney. The police officers are out of the hospital, but the shooter is on the loose. Police in Illinois quickly apprehended someone they're calling a person of interest for the mass shooting in Highland Park. 22-year-old Bobby Cremo goes by the handle Awake the Rapper.
He was picked up the next town north, Lake Forest, Illinois. He was spotted by a North Chicago police officer. The run was not very long at all. He really just made it to the next town over.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. The gunman rained down bullets from a rooftop, sending people running for their lives.
My mom and I saw like at least 3 more people on the ground, like bloody, and then naturally, like, we just started running towards our car.
The mayor of Akron, Ohio, ordered a state of emergency for the city until 6 this morning after protests turned violent. Police body cams show officers shot Jalen Walker, an unarmed black man, 60 times last week. Police found a gun in his car. NATO is on the verge of growing from 30 to 32 nations.
This is truly an historic moment for Finland, for Sweden, and for NATO.
Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg earlier in Brussels, Sweden and Finland signed the deal to join the alliance. Now the member countries must ratify the request. Wall Street reopens this morning after a holiday break. Dow futures turning negative over the past hour, down more than 100 points. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Pro-choice demonstrators are planning a march on Washington, D.C. this Saturday.
The people who organized the Women's March after President Trump was elected are now planning a new protest at several locations in Washington. Their website says it is time for an uprising to protect abortion rights. We are demanding President Biden take executive action now to protect abortion. Washingtonian Magazine reports the group has applied for a permit with the National Park Service, and they're expecting about 10,000 participants. The original Women's March in 2017 drew nearly 500,000 protesters to the nation's capital. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
U.S. investigators say they cannot be sure who killed Al Jazeera reporter in May during a shootout between the Israeli military and Palestinian terrorists.
U.S. investigators in Israel say they cannot tell whether Israeli forces or Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists fired the bullet which struck and killed Al Jazeera reporter Shireen Abu Akleh. She had been traveling with the Palestinian group when they were confronted last May by Israeli soldiers in the West Bank town of Jenin. The IDF had been targeting terror cells following a number of killings of Israelis. The U.S. investigators say Abu Akleh was likely killed by Israeli gunfire, but it was unlikely she was a target. Rather, she was caught in crossfire. Eben Brown, Fox News.
U.S. airlines are slowing the pace of canceling flights, but plenty of travelers are still facing long delays as they try to get home for the 4th of July trips. FlightAware says airlines canceled about 250 flights yesterday and delayed nearly 3,600. Today, about 100 flights canceled so far, with around 360 delayed. And women's NBA star Brittany Griner is asking President Biden to help free her from Russia. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.